can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and after a year of escalations on the Israel-Lebanon border, Israel's Security Cabinet approving a U.S. brokered ceasefire deal between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making the announcement in a taped video message. Earlier, at the G7 summit in Italy, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the 60-day pause would begin soon and would bring stability to the region.
By de-escalating tensions in the region, it can also help us to end the conflict in Gaza.
President Biden will deliver remarks this afternoon. President-elect Donald Trump says he plans to slap tariffs on Mexico and Canada on the first day of his new administration. Mexico's president says it would issue tariffs of its own if the U.S. carries through with the plan. Mexico and Canada are the U.S.'s largest trade partners. And the Thanksgiving getaway is on today, marking the peak of air travel with 50,000 flights scheduled. This is ABC News. Walmart is the latest company to roll back diversity, equity, and inclusion policies.
The company is pledging to better monitor third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. Walmart says it will also review its funding to Pride events and will end racial equity training programs for staff. GLAAD, an LGBTQ advocacy group, has said, "We cannot let fear and fringe anti-LGBTQ activists dilute the work that has been done in the name of visibility, acceptance, and opportunity."
ABC's Rihanna Nally. Warnings are popping up on social media urging women that are considering divorce to pull the trigger while they still can. It follows the circulation during the presidential campaign of old comments opposing no-fault divorce from now Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. Some attorneys posting that they're getting a spike in calls from women seeking divorce consultations. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Let's face it, winter can be a hard season. It's cold pretty much all the time. Blizzard. You have to shovel. Another blizzard. You slip on ice. But you know what makes winter suck a little less? Getting a free phone. Join Cricket Nation and get a free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G. Ooh, ouch. Welcome to enjoying more. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must open a new line on the $60 unlimited plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams.
One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. A Nina man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the murder of a transgender woman in Milwaukee. Judge David Swanson sentenced 34-year-old Cordell Housie on Monday. A jury convicted him earlier this year for the death of 31-year-old Cache Henderson.
I would characterize your killing of Ms. Henderson as an execution. The facts show that she was shot in the back of the head.
Swanson cited Housie's previous criminal record and the need to keep the community safe in passing sentence.
The court does order a life sentence as required by law. So the sentence is life imprisonment, and the court finds that and orders that you are not eligible for release to extended supervision.
Henderson was fatally shot in her apartment in February of 2023, and her body was set on fire. series of suspicious fires in one northwest Wisconsin county.
The latest was just before 5 a.m. Saturday and did extensive damage to DJ's Mart in the Sawyer County village of Radisson, the gas station described on social media as a hub of the community. Agents with the State Division of Criminal Investigation are assisting the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office to investigate the Radisson fire and three others, which took place in the early morning hours a week ago Monday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mississippi man gets prison time for assaulting a foster child from Wisconsin.
38-year-old Reginald White was sentenced Friday to 8.5 years in federal prison. Wright came to Wisconsin in 2023, picked up an underage girl from her foster home in Madison, and sexually assaulted her multiple times. Police were able to rescue the victim while she was on a bus headed to Atlanta. Federal Judge William Conley told Wright at sentencing he made a, quote, sordid decision and dealt serious trauma to a vulnerable child. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The sunshine breaks through. Feisty winds, though, out of the northwest, calming down by tonight. It's still slapping a wind chill on top of our highs, only climbing to the upper 20s. So we slide to the teens tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with highs remaining below freezing. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
No time assembling his team, and he has wasted no time floating his first tariff threats. You know, I'm not even sure. Is threat the right word here? How are the financial markets responding to the selection for Treasury Secretary, and how is the biofuels industry responding to the choice to head USDA? We'll get perspective on both this morning.
Live from Tuesday's Away Day via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Bob Elliott with Unlimited Funds. Then it's Jeff Cooper from the Renewable Fuels Association. And directly following the news, Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Tuesday's aways, huh?
Yeah. It's something. It's Tuesday, and it's 2 days away from Thanksgiving. I don't know, dude. I'm almost out of gas already for this week.
I get it. Well, when you fast, like I know you do leading up to that meal on Thanksgiving Day, you know, isn't it just water, like 8 gallons of water a day just to make sure that everything, you know, is okay, and then make way for that big meal on Thursday?
You know, I can get by on 7 gallons of water a day if I have to, if things get real bad. I mean, you know, it's dry. It's dry right now, so I'm doing my part.
Yeah, good. You know, if with any kind of luck at all, 48 hours from right now, it's going to smell really good in the kitchen.
Yeah. Might be a little ugly out the window there, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, in your neck of the woods. Doubt. There is no doubt about that. A lot of travel. They're saying that it's going to be the biggest, busiest travel holiday we've ever seen. There's going to be a lot of people on the road, so I want to talk to Jeff Cooper about that because they've got some fresh analysis out that says, okay, you know, this is the situation with E10. This is the situation with E15. Talking about the cost of fuel to transport yourself around the country, you know, over to grandma's house, over the hill and through the woods and all that
through
kind
the river.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. That one. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we'll also get Jeff Cooper's take on Brooke Rollins, President-elect Trump's choice to head USDA. And I'm looking forward to the conversation with Bob Elliott from Unlimited Funds. We've got a lot to talk about with the tariff talk that went out. It will be interesting to get Bob's take on exactly what that might mean for the markets. All right, let's go ahead and get started.
Well, the National Weather Service outlook calls for heavy snow over parts of the Sierra Nevada Mountains, the Great Lakes, and Central Rockies, below average temperatures in the plains. Separately, Chip, a powerful Thanksgiving storm is set to sweep through much of the United States this week, delivering the coldest air in months, along with heavy rain and snow in some areas. Beginning Wednesday night, the storm is expected to impact the Midwest and South, spreading to the east by Thanksgiving Day. Check the weather forecast before you set out on the road, everybody.
Yeah, yep. And take all the precautions that you need to if you're going to be doing any traveling in a storm. You know, the sand in the trunk and whatever you need to make sure that you don't get stranded out there.
Bag of kitty litter could save your life. Exactly. Well, Chip, all three major U.S. stock indices started the holiday week with gains. Crude oil prices declined sharply yesterday as reports emerged of a tentative ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon to end the Israel-Hezbollah conflict. And, Chip, you made mention of this. President-elect Donald Trump revealed plans to impose a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, citing concerns over the influx of illegal drugs, this according to posts on Truth Social. Additionally, Trump has announced a forthcoming 25% tariff on all imports from Mexico and Canada, linking the decision to issues of immigration and drug trafficking from those countries.
That will be a topic of discussion throughout this morning's show.
Well, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, leading the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, under President-elect Donald Trump, aim to slash U.S. federal spending by $2 trillion. However, the entrenched structure of the federal expenditures poses significant challenges, this according to the Wall Street Journal. This money, some of this has already been accounted for, hasn't it, Chip? It's a problem.
Oh, yeah. It's
tough to cut spending.
Right. Come on. Yeah. We can cut spending.
Yeah.
It can happen. It's got to happen.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has vowed to reinstate electric vehicle rebates if President-elect Donald Trump eliminates the $7,500 federal tax credit for electric vehicles. Newsom announced plans to fund the rebates by charging refineries and other what he calls polluting facilities, emphasizing California's leadership in clean energy and climate action. In a twist, Chip, Teslas may not qualify for Newsom's proposed rebate. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's the only EV made in California, but you got to let politics get in the way of making smart decisions out there.
Well, it's always a good idea to beat refiners about the head, too, on this stuff. Always a good idea. USDA maintained its 2024 food price inflation forecast at 2.3% for all foods. Grocery prices expected up 1.2%. Restaurants up 4.1%. And finally, Chip, turkey production in the U.S. expected to total 205 million this year, a 6% drop from last year, and a 17% decline since 2017, this according to USDA. With demand for turkey also falling, prices have decreased by 6% from 2023 to about $1.60 per pound, according to the Farm Bureau. Chip, over to you.
Yeah, lower prices and even lower demand is not a good combination there. We'll have to talk about that more later. All right. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Karen Bonert, editor of Farm Journal's Milk. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Chip.
Man, it's an exciting time. You got Milk Business Conference coming right up. What do you got going?
Well, it's 2 weeks away. As you know, we head to Vegas, and it's a big reunion. There's a lot of networking opportunities just to sit down and visit with producers and as well as leading dairy professionals. But as you know, lots of education takes place, and probably once again, most excited about is our Milk Business Award winners. The second time we're offering this, after they receive their awards, Chip, they come up on stage and they sit down with me. And we just kind of talk about, you know, what's that secret sauce, if you will? How did they help drive their dairies go from good to great? So I'm sure there'll be a lot of takeaways that other dairies that are in that room can take back to their farm and hopefully implement. But in addition to that, we're going to talk about beef on dairy, labor, immigration, tips on working with family. And we're going to have a processor and producer panel talking about collaborating together. Tyne will be there with the U.S. Farm Report. And she'll be talking about the economy, policy, with some of those thought leaders. So a lot of things going on, including a Dairy Darty, Chip. And that's for those college kids that party all day long. So us dairy farmers are going to do that too and have an opportunity just to you know, relax, get away from the farm. Of course, that's needed, but a time to collaborate and just converse with one another.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. This is one of the best networking opportunities that there is in the dairy business, and I'm sure that is going to be top of the list for a lot of the producers that are there, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, we have the attendee list looks amazing this year. Lots of people, and it's a way to push pause on the farm, go to Vegas, get re-energized, and tackle what's going on for next year.
Fantastic, fantastic. Good stuff, Karen. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Chip.
Okay, get more on the Milk Business Conference. Go to www.dairyherd.com. Okay, let's talk about the choice for Treasury Secretary and where the economy is headed. Bob Elliott, Unlimited Funds, next.
John Carter knows the value of his efforts to farm sustainably on his Indiana dairy.
Sustainability is really important to the consumer. As a farmer, it's important for us to produce a product that meets those standards.
That's why the Checkoff's work to do research and share results is so important.
If we weren't sustainable as a farm, we wouldn't be here. So the Checkoff is a bridge to tell the farmer's story on how they're practicing sustainability.
Learn more at dairycheckoff.com.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing to drive us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Pivot Bio. Protect yield potential with a new mode of action in nitrogen. See how Pivot Bio fits into your fertility plan at TalkNitrogen.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Bob Elliott, Chief Investment Officer, Unlimited Funds, is our guest right now. Bob, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Chip, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, excellent. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. You got big plans?
Everyone's coming over to our house, so it's going to be a party.
All right. You know, that's a good deal. No travel. You get all the leftovers. That's not a bad game right there. I like that hosting thing.
Yeah, we're I like the idea of not having to get in the car and drive around, and we get to just hang out. And the leftovers are a bonus I hadn't thought about, but that's a good one.
All right, man. Let's hear your thoughts on Scott Bessent as Treasury Secretary. What was your reaction?
Yeah, for those who don't know, Scott Bessent has been a longtime macro trader at a variety of different hedge funds on the street. And I think he represents the sort of person who, is not really an ideologue or sort of locked into one committed policy, because sort of by the nature of being a macro trader, you have to be flexible and responsive and realistic about what's going on. And so I think the markets in general were quite positive in response to his selection, because I think they see him as a practical force within the Trump administration delivering on policy ahead.
Okay. You know, it seems strange to say this about one of Trump's selections, but the feeling that I'm getting, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but it feels like this was a quote-unquote safe choice for Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, I think that's right. He is unusual in the sense of he has a public markets and trading background, which, you know, basically there's been no Treasury secretaries that have had a similar background in that way. But I agree with you that he is a safe choice in the sense of he's very well respected in the finance community and amongst investors. And I think, you know, for a Trump administration that cares deeply about a continued strength in financial markets, you know, he was the clear choice amongst the possible contenders.
Yeah. You know, this is a unique person. I mean, because he's got qualifications that we've never seen in a Treasury Secretary before, but at the same time, those that like you and me look at it and say, wow, this seems like a completely reasonable choice for the position. Now, is that because, and boy, why is that, Bob? Because you said he's not absolutely locked into any one economic theory. I don't want to say that he's all over the board, but he's okay. Well, you said it already. You know, he's flexible when it comes to his analysis. Is that it?
Yeah, I think the reason why he was selected is he has views, particularly around global currency and trade policies, that align with the administration's views in the sense of, global trade has not necessarily advantaged, the U.S. worker, has been, disadvantaged the U.S. worker for a long time. And I think part of the story here is you have to understand the levers of how tariff policy and currency policy might work in order to be able to sort of pull those levers and pursue a U.S. first or America first agenda. And so I think he's got the skill set, the proven skill set through trading markets, to be able to know and understand how those levers work and pursue them effectively. So ideologically, I think there's alignment. It's just when it comes to the practical implementation, you need someone flexible and experienced to be able to do it, because there's a lot of unknowns in terms of pursuing the America First policy that's likely to happen over the next 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good perspective. I would assume, I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that before President-elect Trump started making comments about those tariffs on Mexico and Canada, in particular on this. I mean, China's been in the conversation all the time. And quite frankly, Mexico and Canada have been too, but